listening to Cruising the Blues with me, your host, Mr. Jack. I'll be your chauffeur and guide as we cruise through the highway and various regions of the blues on our ultimate blues tour. I hope within the next hour and in subsequent shows I can introduce you to the blues in its many forms. We'll take a musical road trip and cruise the many waters of the blues from the early 20th century through its evolution to today and where it's headed tomorrow. So join me this next hour as we start cruising the blues. Fasten your seatbelts. Here we go.
Yeah, you got me licking gravy, baby.
You could say it was another child prodigy. However, Joe Bonamassa, now 39 years old and 15 albums later, is still going strong as an amazing musician. Bonamassa started playing guitar at the age of 4, and by age 12, he was opening for B.B. King. He has since opened for, played along with, and recorded with his idol influences in the blues and blues rock genre. Today we're going to hear from one of his most recent releases, the album Blues of Desperation, which is a very good representation of his primary overall style, in spite of the fact Joe challenged himself using different guitars and amps than usual, as well as two drummers. Joe said he decided he couldn't just use the same playbook and needed to change things up. He is well pleased with the outcome of this album. Let's get started with the title cut of this album, Blues of Desperation, followed by This Train and Mountain Climbing. Joe Bonamassa's latest album on Cruising the Blues with Mr. Jack. Unlike many blues rock guitarists that came before him, Bonamassa's influence are British and Irish blues acts rather than American artists. In an interview in Guitarist magazine, he cited three albums that had the biggest influence on his playing: John Mayall and the Blues Breakers with Eric Clapton, the Beano album, Roy Gallagher's Irish Tour, and Goodbye by Cream. He also noted that Stevie Ray Vaughan's Texas Flood had a big influence when Bonamassa was young. Among other bands, he listed the early blues playing of Jethro Tull as an influence, and he named both Martin Barr and Mick Abrahams as important musicians to him. Let's continue on our cruise with some more music off of Joe Bonamassa's album, Blues of Desperation.
Let's drive into the night.